Episode 3, New Beginnings. It's June. Simon, Matthew, and Skylar are having dinner at Skylar's home.
So what do you think?
Wonderful pasta, buonissimo.
Grazie mille, I meant the idea for the show.
I think the format is very exciting. And I think we can invite members of the public to comment through the QA and chat.
Is that wise?
Why not?
We need solid reporting rather than people's uninformed, biased opinions. Plus, we don't want to attract online trolls and obnoxious keyboard warriors.
Live interaction, Simon, is where modern broadcasting is. Trolls and all.
I'm not so convinced.
Our job will be to up the content quality. Let's not be afraid of the public.
Exactly, Matthew. Simon, you do have a point. It will need moderating. Yet, I do think it would work, actually. People will feel they are shaping the news, too.
And that is what will make us different. Building a genuine, uncynical relationship with our audience.
Content-wise, however, let's stay on point. Less of those nauseating human interest stories.
Yeah, roger that. No celebrity gossip with their bullshit faux empathy.
No Instagram influencers, either.
Okay, so how do we talk about subjects that are newsworthy but not the actual news?
What about presenting things that actually matter?
Such as?
I don't know, family, the future of work, education and the planet?
And what about well-being and fitness?
You mean get someone like Joe Wicks?
Someone like him. And we need to talk about the finances. We won't be paying ourselves for a while. Can you both manage?
For a few months. I need to talk to my wife. She knows this is a new venture, so we'll manage.
Me too, but I can manage for 6 months at most, though.
Good. It gives us a head start. We are in startup mode, essentially. I invited someone tonight. I hope you guys don't mind.
Not at all, Skylar.
Hello, Ravi. How are you?
Oh, I'm in good health and so honored to see you again, Skylar. Good evening, gentlemen.
Matthew, Simon, let me introduce you to Ravi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
So I met Ravi at a crowdfunding conference. He has worked with the BBC World News, Russia Today, Panorama. He's broken so many important stories.
Thank you, Skylar.
Ravi Bajwa, investigative reporter. Now I am impressed.
And I admire you both. Skylar tells me you're ready for a new show.
We are. You do all your own field research, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm quite pedantic about it.
Didn't you cover the crisis in the Gulf?
I did.
Amazing. And we would love to have you on board as part of our reporting team, Ravi.
Well, if you all agree, I'm very interested in joining this groundbreaking enterprise.
Ravi, I would just love you to work with us.
Me too.
I know many excellent people in the reporting business looking for a place to publish and report their news.
Really?
Yes, many of them are deplatformed because they go against mainstream media. It's really alarming, actually.
Terrifying. We are eroding not just free speech, but also the English language.
Sadly the case. There are many things we need to bring to ordinary people's attention.
I knew you would love Ravi. He was the missing piece.
I want to talk to you about how you find your scoops, Ravi.
So we will discuss everything, but right now we need to move to other things. We need somewhere to record, equipment. We need to think about marketing.
Oh, I know good people if you need help, Skylar.
I hoped you would say that. We certainly will take all the help we can get.
The next morning, Tony's sitting down and having a coffee at Pino's. He's talking to a lady dressed in active sportswear.
You see, my job keeps me fit. I'm always lifting things. The other day, we had to take out hundreds of massive tiles from an old floor up in Islington just to get to the pipes. Bleeding, back-breaking.
Yes, but you need to do exercises that strengthen your core so you don't give yourself a hernia or something worse.
I've got a strong core, all right. Don't you worry about that. At the end of the day, over there, me and Lai Chi have a couple of cans in the van. We wait until we get free parking after 6:30. Then we go to the pub.
Beer and pub food is the quickest way to an early grave.
Well, you don't find many vegan teetotaling plumbers in the building trade, do you? I can tell you.
Tony, my late husband Barry was just like you. Worked with his van, self-employed, carpets, worked all hours of the day. And then at the age of 63, just as he was coming up for retirement, he dropped dead. His heart gave out.
I'm sorry to hear that, sweetheart.
We never got to enjoy our golden years together.
I don't know what I'd do without the wife.
All the more reason you need to look after yourself, so you don't leave her a widow. When Barry died, I promised to live a healthier life and encourage others to do the same.
Oh, and how's that going?
Well, and people are very receptive. And it's not only the exercise, you know, it's the right food and mindset.
You certainly look great on it, my love. How old did you say you were?
68. 69 this August.
You look in better shape than most 50-year-olds.
Thank you. It can all go south very quickly.
Can I get you two anything else? Another coffee, a pastry?
Oh, no, thank you. Just chatting to my new acquaintance, Tony, here.
And I thought you two were the best of friends from the way you were talking together.
We are now, aren't we, Judy? She's trying to get me to do some of that core work. I'll tell her I'm too cream cracker at the end of the day.
Oh, you're a fitness instructor? How amazing is that?
Oh, not really, dear. Just my hobby. I do fitness classes, mind you, with friends.
We all need someone to motivate us to move a bit more, especially now.
You're welcome to join us.
Thank you, though I already do bar, Zumba, and cycle everywhere.
Oh, you can tell. You look as fit as a butcher's dog to me.
Thanks. It was more for our show. How would you feel about doing a fitness class every morning?
I do one anyway. After I hit the weights in the gym, I can lift as much as all the young men.
That is because you are actually lifting bleeding weights, not just gawping at yourself in the mirror like those Muppets poncing about.
I don't think you can use that word anymore, Tony. People take offence.
People are always taking offence these days. So, Judy, you want to join this young lady's merry band of mischief makers?
Oh, sounds lovely. Always enjoyed a bit of mischief making. And I agree with you, Tony. We do need to call a spade a spade.
Getting to like you, Judy, more by the second.
Sorry, dear. Could you explain a bit more about what it is you want me to do?
We're going to have a news channel streamed on the internet, radio, and our own TV channel called Waking Up Britain. Matthew Garcia and Simon Harris will be our news presenters. And we would like a fitness presenter to help people stay well.
How exciting.
Are you interested?
Not sure I'm right for TV.
Go on, Judy. You'd be smashing on their show doing your Jane Fonda bit.
Judy, I don't want to steamroll you into this. Shall we talk about it?
Okay. I'm going for a power walk tomorrow afternoon on the Heath. If you want to join me, Skylar.
That's a great idea. What time?
3 o'clock. Now, I have to dash.
Smashing. I can cycle over there when I finish.
Got to disappear too. Lychee over there will have finished his bacon sandwich in my newspaper. I'll have to take him a cup of tea to go.
Why don't you bring him in with you to the cafe?
Nah, he's not really a talker. He stays in the van and looks out for them bastard traffic wardens. Not going to pay any more of their stealth council tax. Highway robbery.
No.
And don't even get me started on the state of the bleeding roads. Why anybody voted for that idiot mayor again is beyond me.
Spike comes in and sits down at one of the tables outside. Skylar notices the handsome customer.
Hello. Can I get you anything?
Yeah, let me get a latte with oat milk, extra hot, please.
Anything else?
Anything look good?
Well, we don't have the vegan croissants anymore. We do have everything else on the menu.
Just a coffee, then. Oh, you got Wi-Fi?
Yes, the code is here.
Thank you. You know, I bet you do something else apart from working here. Not that there's anything wrong with working in a coffee bar, don't get me wrong.
Why do you think that?
Something about you. Let me guess. Model?
No.
Influencer. Something in the media, for sure.
No.
PR agent?
Well, not a million miles away. I'm producing a new show on the internet.
Very cool. That's awesome. Beauty and brains.
It's just in the startup stage.
Anyone famous involved?
You heard of Matthew Garcia and Simon Harris?
Yeah, those dudes from the New Normal News.
Yeah, I'm doing a new venture with them.
I heard on the grapevine they weren't doing that show anymore. Come to think of it.
How can you know? It's not official.
Can't say. I got my sources. I'm in the music business and word travels.
Clearly. Well, I think they are well out of that and we're starting something.
That's what's up. Look, if you need help in any way, why don't you contact me? Here's my card. I'm pretty good at video and sound editing.
Nice card. That's very kind of you. I'll keep that in mind.
And how do I get a hold of you?
You can find me here most days.
Well, coffee ain't the best I ever had, but if you're here, I'm gonna pull up for sure.
Good to hear.
Oh, gotta go. See ya.
About that.
Hampstead Heath. It is a little overcast and breezy.
Whew, this power walking is quite a pace, Judy.
Yes, that's why it's called power walking, Skylar.
I guess. So, why do I need to carry these cans of beans like this?
For resistance work on your arms while we're walking.
Okay, I feel the resistance. As I say, no pain, no gain.
Now, as we walk, stretch out your arms and work those triceps. We don't want bingo wings, do we? Not that you have such things at your age.
I do have strong arms, you know, after making coffees and carrying plates.
So, Skylar, while we were at Pino's, talking about me being on that show of yours.
Yes. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not sure I'm the right person. I just don't have the experience. I don't want to let you down.
Well, what makes you think you'd do that, Judy?
I don't know anything about presenting a show on TV.
You have a lot of life experience.
A lifetime's.
I bet.
Worked at John Lewis in the women's clothes section for 20 years when Barry was laying down the carpets. We came across all sorts. And I know how many women really feel about themselves.
Oh?
Most women, you know, don't like themselves very much.
No?
No. Even the ones who come across as really confident. There's always something.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
They're always worried something is wrong with their body.
Totally. Some days I feel okay. And many days I don't. Many of my friends have body issues.
Well, as you get older, funnily enough, you care less.
Wish we all did.
I'm not a gym bunny. I am a 68-year-old grandmother.
So? That doesn't matter at all.
Never been to a fitness school.
So how'd you learn?
I just started small. Found an old RAF fitness book and did all the exercises they suggested.
And look at the results.
Seriously, Skylar, do you think people really want to see someone like me?
I think you are perfect.
Perfect?
Let me explain why.
Okay.
Well, firstly, you have such a relatable manner. Secondly, people who feel vulnerable about their bodies need someone that doesn't intimidate them. Thirdly, you look absolutely amazing and are a total inspiration.
That is very kind of you to say.
I think people are going to love you.
You know, I care far more about well-being than how I look.
And that's the key thing here.
Some people think they have to spend money on Fitbits and expensive gizmos. Yet, my goodness, a mat, bean cans and a hula hoop from the pound shop. It's all you need.
Way to go. You rock.
And those Peloton bikes? I mean, what's wrong with a bike and cycling up a few hills like Highgate Hill in the fresh air?
That hill's a killer. I have to do it several times a week and it never gets any easier.
Not about easier, though.
So, Judy, is that a yes to the show?
It is. We can try it out anyway.
Fantastic. It would be once, maybe twice a week, and we build from there.
Just see how it goes.
Totally. Now, how can I help you?
I don't want to be all by myself. Can we get some people to be in the background doing the exercises with me?
Sure, I'll rent a crowd for you.
Very well.
That's awesome. Now I'm feeling the burn in my arms.
Good. And keep swinging your arms like this as we walk along.
Yes, sir, Sergeant Major.
Don't be cheeky.
Wouldn't dare.